Thank you for calling the Missouri Division of Senior and Disability Services Home and Community-Based Services Intake and Person-Centered Care Planning Unit. Calls may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. The HCBS Intake and Person-Centered Care Planning Unit is where new referrals and care planning requests for state plan services, aged and disabled waivered services, the adult daycare waiver, structured family caregiving waiver, and the independent living waiver are processed. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and closed on all state and federal holidays. If you know your party's extension, please enter it now.
Please press 1 if you are requesting to make a referral.
Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your referral. Please be advised that not having this information readily available will result in a processing delay. It is illegal in the state of Missouri to willfully provide false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services. Any person who willfully provides false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services shall be guilty of the crime of stealing. Please reference State Statute 205.967. Please hold while your call is connected.
In order to help our agents to serve you better, we will need to capture a few details first. Please enter your Medicaid ID, or if you don't have it, please enter the last four digits of your Social Security.
Please hold while your call is connected. Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security.
Thank you for calling Home and Community-Based Services. My name is Lisa. Are you calling for yourself or somebody else today?
Somebody else.
What is your name?
Jessica Horn. I believe it's Tasha.
Can you give me the Medicaid number or DCN, please, when you entered?
I can. Bring up. Medicaid number is 106-999-50.
Okay, you were cutting out a little bit. I heard 16995.
Actually, it's 106-999-50.
Okay. So that's bringing up somebody else. Do you have her social?
It's actually under Lawrence Anthony's, and the social is 489-804832.
Okay. So you're calling about Lawrence. I'm sorry. I thought you said a different name earlier. Was that your name you gave me?
I gave you my name. I was calling for somebody else.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I was asking for their names. That's why it didn't match up.
I apologize.
That's okay. I was just confused for a minute there. Okay, let's see. And what is his date of birth?
It is 11/29/63.
Okay. And what were you calling today for him? Were you trying to apply for services or had questions?
Yeah, for the CPS program.
Okay. So it does look like I would not be able to take a referral over the phone for you. What is your relationship to him? See what kind of information I'm able to give to you.
He has healthcare proxy.
What for?
So it's durable power of attorney for healthcare. His
So you're her, you're his DPOA then?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what company do you work for?
I don't work for a company.
So are you just like a private individual? It's just his DPOA?
Yeah, I want to go through Deluxe Home Care.
Okay. Well, no, the reason I'm asking is because I can't give you out any tell you the reason why I can't take a referral over the phone without you being a legal guardian for him or having him available. Is he available where he can just give me permission to give you that information?
Available right this side. Yeah,
okay,
he's available.
Thank you.
Give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
May get a little bit loud because he's outside sitting, so I'm going to put it on beside him here. Larry, I have, let's say on the line, I'm trying to get the healthcare part set up where you want me to help you. Can you let them know that you're available? They're going to ask you a couple of questions.
Yes, I am available.
Thank you. Is your name Anthony's Jeff, Lawrence Anthony's?
Yes.
Okay, and what did you?
Are you there?
I'm sorry, I don't hear anything. What is the date of birth?
Can you tell your date of birth?
11/29/63.
Okay, thank you. And Lawrence, is it okay if Chelsea here? Here's some of your protected health information or case and Medicaid information?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Jessica,
thank you so much.
My name is Jessica.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get your name yet. That's why. That's the last person. Jessica. I didn't write it down because I thought you were asking for the person earlier. Yes, it's all confused. Okay, sorry about that, Lawrence. All right, that's all I need from you today, and I'll just speak with Jessica regarding that, okay?
Okay.
Tell her
okay, sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
He doesn't have to.
Okay, now I'm ready.
And what was your name, last name again, Jessica?
It's Horn. H-O-R-N, H as in Henry, O-R as in Robert, N as in Nancy.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I can't take the referral because with the type of Medicaid he has, he's not currently eligible for that services. So he wouldn't be able to get any services through us with his Medicaid, how it stands now. The only other option will be to call Medicaid to see if he has options to change. Some people can select from a different plan for a type of Medicaid. But it goes by the income. So if he wants to try to get any services through us, he can.
Medicaid. Is it not even the Medicare account?
No, we don't count that at all. We use Medicaid for billing purposes. I'm not sure Medicare covers any type of, you know, at least not through us. You could certainly call them to see if they cover any type of other home health care, but it wouldn't go through us.
Okay.
Did you want Medicaid to inquire about that?
Yeah, I want Medicaid services, so I want whatever I need to do. So who do I need to call?
Okay. So this is the This is the Medicaid office, so it's the Family Support Division, and I'm going to give you their main call center number to inquire to see if he has any options for his Medicaid, like a different plan. Okay. Are you?
I'm ready.
It's 855. 373.
You cut out three what?
Six. Oh, 373.
Okay.
And then 4636.
855-373.
4636.